He says that which is, and he goes on to clarify it even more. He says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel when I tell you, you must be born again from above. You must be, that word born means regenerate. The word regenerate means to produce or to make new. He says again, he says you must be born, regenerated, made new, reproduce from above. He's talking about your spirit. He's not talking about your flesh. He's talking about your spirit. And last week, man, many people made a decision. You know what? Today's going to be my day one. Today, I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to be born again from above. I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to allow Jesus. I'm going to make him the head over my life, and I'm going to become what? What do you have to do when you become born again? You have to make a decision to become a disciple. What is a disciple? A disciple is a student. Many people are going to university. When you go into the university, you have a prof, and then you have students. And a prof is the one doing the teaching, and a student is being the one who's doing the receiving. And if the student makes a decision, I don't want to listen to the prof, when it's time to take the test, the student won't make as good a mark as they should because they have not submitted or got under their mission to receive the information that the prof is trying to get to them. They still thinking, man, I'm just as smart as the prof. I can do my own thing. And unfortunately, people are doing that in and out of churches. And it's, the unfortunate part is when you do that, the only person you're hurting is yourself. It's God's desire for you to prosper and be in health. He says, but this has to be your point of no return. Man, I've made a decision that I'm going to be born again from above. I made a decision that I'm going to become a disciple. I'm going to become a student. I'm going to submit myself to the teachings and instructions of Jesus according to the Word of God so that I can live the best life yet. Now, I will warn you, you can't serve the world system and the kingdom of God system. You can't serve both.